Reading. Because he can't say popsicle, the 2-year-old next door says possible, possible. And I remember learning to read in a green-walled bedroom scattered with books about Buffalo Bill and the American presidents, turning the yellow pages by the moon. This kid watches Disney and is in bed before the moon rises. I doubt he's even seen it. The older I get, the later I stay up. Americans waste too many nights on sleep. So much is possible. Even when shadows fill the bedroom, there's light enough for you to read my less than gentlemanly thoughts. Daylight reads her morning paper and drinks her coffee while I moan with the alarm for another fruitful hour in bed. In the dream, we snatch the boy from his mom, crank the old Accord, and drive impossibly through every state, looking for unwritten America. Let's take some sunny Saturday and see America. We'll stop in Delphi, Indiana, and have my palm read, and when the oracle promises great wealth, you'll shout, "Impossible!" Your voice echoing off a ridiculously gigantic moon. Yes, passion is passé, an old idea left for good in some English bedroom. But daylight always seems off course in our bedroom, this mess of paper and laundry, an American tragedy. But even dirty clothes bring back the old daydreams, especially the ones featuring that red sweater you used to wear when we circled each other like moons or wrestlers or panthers, when it was possible you would always look at me like that. Possible to call in sick on a Tuesday, spend the day in bed, and actually be surprised when we noticed the moon rising. Now I envy the boy in his mini America. Everything I read, I've already read. And for you, old moon, my possibilities are dust. This bedroom, where we once read sacred texts, kills everything old, like America.